We will start, Drew, with the Philadelphia Union, who, well, they're bottom of the Eastern Conference, and they haven't won since August 27th of last season. You've given me this stat here that they're on pace to reach just 17 points this term. What's going wrong with Philadelphia, I guess, is the first question.
Well, there are quite a few things going wrong with Philadelphia right now. First off, over the weekend, they eked out a 0-0 board draw with LA Galaxy. But as you said, this team is on pace to set a record for the fewest points in Major League Soccer. Actually, they're going to equal a record for the second most or second fewest points in Major League Soccer. The original record is set by DC United, who set that in 2013 with just 16 points. So, you know, they're just not playing well right now, and a lot of the blame can be put on head coach Jim Curtin, who just seems to be struggling with this team quite a bit. As you said, they haven't won since last August. It's over 240 days since their last Major League Soccer win. And, you know, I think one thing that's really keeping him in a job right now is the fact that he was able to get the team into the MLS playoffs last year. They just eked their way in thanks to their performance really at the start of the season. But, you know, as I said, it's just not working right now. They did make a big off-season move, a big move at the end of last summer to bring in U.S. international Alejandro Bedoya, who had been playing in France with Nantes. And he was a player that was supposed to come in and really revolutionize things for the Union and really help them out, and a real good winger, creative midfielder. But for the most part, Curtin's been playing him out of position this season as a defensive midfielder. And, you know, it's not working. They're not playing him in his best position, and it's really showing in their win column.
Is it just a lack of quality then throughout the side, or are the senior players not standing up? Is it just problems all across the board?
I think it's a lot of problems across the board. You know, they do have some good players in CJ Sapong and Chris Pontius in attack, but you know, it's just not clicking with this team. And I think for me, I think a coaching change is desperately needed. But as we see with a lot of MLS coaches, a lot of MLS teams, they stick with a lot of their coaches. They give them the benefit of the doubt, if you will, and let them try to turn the tide of poor performances. And I really think Philadelphia has let Curtin ride that wave of poor form for quite some time. And, you know, in my opinion, again, it's time for a change there.
Now, I guess at the complete other end of things, Sporting Kansas City, who their defense is performing quite well so far this season, it's fair to say.
Yeah, completely different than Philadelphia. Kansas City right now leading the league in goals allowed with just 3 from 8 games played. A fantastic performance all around from Sporting Kansas City. They won over the weekend 3-0 against Real Salt Lake. Goals from Benny Fallhaber, Dominic Dwyer, and Gerso Fernandez there for Kansas City. And, you know, this team hasn't really made too many changes in their back line this year. The one big one was moving attacking midfielder Graham Zusi into a right-back position as he gets older and the legs wear down. So that's really the only move that they've made, but it's really paid off for them. They're playing fantastic football. And again, one of the more consistent MLS teams over the last 6 years. And they're right there at the top of the Western Conference. And, you know, they're going to have a shout at the Supporters Shield when the end of the season comes.
So they're top of the Western Conference, top of the Eastern Conference, Orlando City, and it's been another good weekend for them.
Yeah, fantastic weekend for Orlando City, and this is a team that Andy and I talked about last week with a fantastic striker by the name of Kyle Larin, and, you know, they've got a coach in Jason Kreis who had great success in Salt Lake and didn't really work out for him so much with New York City FC, but he's really turned things around for Orlando City in a great atmosphere every weekend that the team play at home, a brand new stadium and some fanatical support. And yeah, as I said, team with a win over the weekend, 2-0, defeating Colorado Rapids with goals from Carlos Rivas and Kaká, who hasn't played a whole lot this season, but he did get into the side this week and get a goal. And, you know, Orlando City, a very dangerous team. Kreis has really put them together well. And this is another team that's playing good defense, only 5 goals given up in 7 matches this year. And, you know, a team that fans in the UK could really, you know, hang their hat on to watch, as a lot of their games played on the East Coast can be seen early in the day.
another team who perhaps not doing brilliantly on the field, but certainly off the field. Atlanta United, sixth in the Eastern Conference as we speak, but they are pulling in the crowds at home. I know a friend of mine moved out to Atlanta a few years ago. I've seen a few pictures of her on Instagram at the matches, and she's not the only one there.
Yeah, Atlanta United bring in just under 50,000 fans a game, and that is an outstanding number for an expansion team, for one. But they are also topping MLS right now as they surpass Seattle Sounders, who usually have Major League Soccer's top attendance. But this team has really, really got the support of the home crowd. They're not even playing in their specifically built stadium yet. They're playing on the campus of Georgia Tech University using the American football field there. So, you know, I'd love to see what this team is going to be able to do when it moves into its own ground and, you know, has that support behind them. I believe that the ground will be a few fewer seats there, so a few fewer fans will be able to attend these games, but still should have a great atmosphere there. And, you know, they're sixth right now in Major League Soccer. They haven't played bad football at all. And definitely a team that can make the playoffs in their first year in Major League Soccer, but consistency is going to be key, especially at home where they lost over the weekend. You know, having that fan base is key in Major League Soccer right now.
Who should we, or which matches, rather, should we be looking out for this weekend?
This weekend? Well, as we talked about Kansas City earlier, Kansas City is going to be playing twice during the week. They've got New York Red Bulls at home on Thursday morning our time, early Thursday morning our time, and then they'll be in action again on Sunday when they travel to Minnesota United. So it's going to be a busy week for Sporting Kansas City, and we'll see if that that excellent goals allowed record stands. And I also will be watching this weekend. Definitely want to watch Seattle Sounders and Toronto FC as they will be playing a rematch of last year's MLS Cup final. That game will be going on Saturday at 8 o'clock UK time, so fans can tune into that and check that out in Seattle.
Well, it's great because now the football season is winding down over here. We need to find something to keep our round ball eyes on over the summer. So, Drew, there's a couple of games for us to watch this weekend. Thank you very much for your time, and we shall catch up with you again next week.
Not a problem, Richard. Looking forward to it.